This is Stephen Strang. Welcome to the Strang Report podcast. You know that I have written a book called God and Cancel Culture. I believe it's the most important I've ever written. And today I have something surprising to tell you about Facebook rejecting an ad. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone. And you know the cancel culture is that people are being canceled. And you won't believe this, but we put a little ad on Facebook, and I'll explain so you understand the context. And this is what we got from Facebook. I'm reading it. Your ad was rejected because it is about sensitive social issues that could impact public opinion, how people vote, and may impact the outcome of an election or pending legislation. Our policy for running ads about social issue, electoral or politics, requires you to get authorized first by confirming your identity and creating a disclaimer that lists who is paying for the ads. And here's the ad. It's listed as Charisma Magazine. It's got two issues of Charisma, and in the middle between them is God and Cancel Culture, the front cover. And it says, there are forces trying to cancel the voice of Christians. Steve Strang's latest book shares how believers can respond and provides hope for the future. Subscribe to Charisma Magazine and receive the God and Cancel Culture book free. And then down at the bottom, it says shop.charismamag.com, which is our direct-to-consumer website. And it says free God and Cancel Culture book with subscription, Charisma Print Magazine. Charisma Print Magazine is dedicated to empowering. Anyway, here's the deal. It was rejected. The end of the story is that we appealed and we got them to run it. But the ad was for a subscription to Charisma Magazine, $25. And you would get the book, you know, basically free. For $25, you got the subscription and the book, which are about the same price. It was not about the book itself. The rejection was likely an algorithm. We appealed it. We had to make two or three phone calls. You know, part of it is protection on their side, and I guess I can see this. They want to know who's paying for the ad so that I guess somebody can't put a political ad up and make it look like it's someone else. So we, did what they asked to do. The person who placed the ad for us was somebody who works for us, had to give them their driver's license and their name and, all that kind of stuff. And, that's for protection. But here's the fact. The quick algorithm kicked it out. But there's no rule that you can't say the words cancel culture. There are other words that apparently you can't say, such as election fraud or COVID-19 or something like that. But it just shocked us. It looked like an example of cancel culture. And in a way it is, in that they're so sensitive about it. But it just brings to light the problem that we have, which becomes a problem for us here at Charisma Media. I'm trying to get the word out on this. We have had more trouble getting this book in retailers. A large retailer that I won't mention told us they were going to carry 9,000 copies. Then when it came time to order, they said they'd been told not to carry books of this type. That can mean everything from A to Z. But it also means that we're having to work more through ministries, direct sales to consumers, sending people to Amazon and Mardell.com and ChristianBooks.com and so forth in order to buy the book. I also need your help. Meanwhile, I think this is the most important book I've written. I really do. And I'm doing everything I can to get the word out. Today, I am submitting an editorial, and they call it a guest editorial. In the old days, we called it op-ed. That means it was opposite the editorial page. In other words, in the old days, the editorial page for the newspaper was on the left, and they'd have other people's opinions on the right, which was opposite the editorial page, but it was a little bit complicated. Those of us in the journalism business knew it, but I think it didn't make a lot of sense, so guest editorial is much better. But anyway, I submitted one to the New York Times. I have never gotten one published before. I'm hopeful on this. I make a very reasoned explanation of why conservatives, and especially Christians, are so concerned about the cancel culture. Hopefully, in the idea of running both sides, they'll run it. The New York Times did a story on me on October 19th. It was a full-page story in the business section. I didn't ask for it. I wasn't too sure I wanted to cooperate. I thought it was about the book, and I figured they would the book. Well, actually, they mentioned the book, and the article was on what we're doing here at Charisma Media and my career. I have said very little about it. I don't consider it a great story, but it wasn't a hatchet job either. But I think that the fact they wrote an article about me may open a door. We'll see. Meanwhile, you can get this offer, and you can get it on our direct-to-consumer website, my special page, which is called stevestrangbooks.com, and you can go there and get a subscription to Charisma Magazine and the book. We made it so that people who listen to the podcast or that I'm doing a lot of media. I did a big interview yesterday with American Family Association radio program, which is a national program. I've done a lot of other media. In fact, you can find most of the media interviews I've done on my God and Cancel Culture podcast. By the way, the podcasts continue to grow. People are obviously sharing them. A lot of the podcasts are for previous ones we did. It's kind of interesting to see that. So I hope that you'll check it out. I also hope that you'll get the word out. You know, there are a lot of people that have, how should I say it, a following, and they're able to mobilize them to do different things. If you're listening to my podcast, you're part of my following, so to speak, and I need you to buy the book, read the book, share the book, get the word out about the book. And, you know, and this is not just to sell a book. You know, as a publisher, me and my team, of course, have sold millions of copies of books. When you're in the publishing business, you need to sell books, of course. But this is for me to try to get the word out. I think it's very serious because it's an effort on the part of the left to cancel anyone who doesn't agree with them, which is what tyrants and dictators have done throughout history, going all the way back to the Roman Empire, which tried to cancel Christianity. And, you know, I'm a little bit of a cynic, but I really think that that's the end game here, because there's a sort of groupthink, which is very socialistic, more government, moving toward socialism, which moves toward communism. In the book, God and Cancel Culture, I actually write about how communist China is behind a lot of this. Communism is always atheistic. It always is. And I think that that's where this is going. But also, on the moral side of it too, you know, the only thing standing between the culture and having anything goes is the Word of God and people who believe the Word of God. And it gets crazier and crazier. Someone told me, and I haven't had a chance to check this out, that now some people are choosing their gender to think of themselves as animals. I never heard of such a thing. In fact, I need to check it out. But you know what? There's also a backlash. Just this week, there were articles about a professor that was canceled at MIT, and they ran his lecture, I guess you say, at Princeton University, and everybody was signing up for it because he'd been canceled. It's almost like a reaction to the cancel culture. And actually, that's why I wrote the book, so that there's a reaction. We have to push back. We have to stand strong. A lot of this stuff is little nickel and dime stuff, but they're taking away our freedoms, our freedom of expression, in my case, the freedom of press, our freedom of religion, and it's bit by bit by bit. Now, as I say in the book, and I've said in different settings and speeches I've given or podcasts, there's always been an effort to downplay or minimize Christianity. Even back, you know, when I was young in the 60s and 70s, you know, that secular mindset was kind of the accepted norm, and people who believed the Bible were just kind of marginalized and it wasn't so important. You know, our culture has been going like that for a long time, but it's never gotten to the point where they just cancel you if they don't like you. And a lot of it has to do with politics. You know, they canceled Mike Lindell and MyPillow because, first of all, he supported Donald Trump, and second of all, he raised all these questions about election fraud. So you don't buy a pillow, or there were 23 retailers, I write about this in Guide and Cancel Culture, who wouldn't even carry his pillow. Since when does it matter? I mean, you go into a store like any store, Ross, JCPenney, and you're going to buy some clothes, and you're going to buy it based on what the CEO of that company believes politically. I mean, first of all, you don't even know who the CEO is, and you know, his views, unless they're publicized in the press, aren't really known. Mike Lindell is so visible with all of his commercials. Everybody knows Mike Lindell. Although I met a millennial who didn't. The millennial had a little cross around his neck, and he was serving me at a restaurant, me and a friend, and I just said, oh, you're wearing a cross kind of like Mike Lindell, and he didn't seem to know who Mike Lindell was, but Mike is a committed Christian, and one of the ways he shows it is even on his commercials, he's got a little cross. I went out and bought one, kind of liked it, because I admired him doing that, but other than this one millennial, everybody knows Mike Lindell and all he does. By the way, he wrote a magnificent foreword for my book, Guide and Cancel Culture. I've written about that. I've done podcasts with him. You can look up on the Charisma Podcast Network and find out more. So I just wanted to share this with you about Facebook. It actually happened October 6th. So maybe that's when it happened, a few days ago or a week or so ago. And I just wanted to share it with you. I want to make clear again that we were able to get around it. And, you know, a lot of people would have just taken no for an answer. But we pushed back in a manner of speaking and, you know, were able to get it on. And it was clarified that the words cancel culture are not taboo on Facebook. But it also shows that we need to get the word out in other ways, which is why I need you to share this podcast, to encourage your friends to buy books. You know, the books that are really bestsellers are because of word of mouth, much more than marketing. I mean, marketing will get it going, let people know about it. But at some point, it's people who read it, like it, tell all their friends. And, you know, many books, of course, have become bestsellers, a lot of which were not expected. Who Moved My Cheese is an example. Chicken Soup for the Soul was an example. They were basically unknown books by unknown authors when they came out. Of course, the authors are famous now and the books are famous. But it just kind of took off. Nowadays, we would say viral when it comes to the internet, at least. But we need this book to go viral, and I need your help. So you can go to my website, stevestrangbooks.com. That's my name with the word books with an S, stevestrangbooks.com. It's real easy to buy it there. In fact, if you go to my website, you get a signed copy. In fact, I have a whole bunch of books in my office that I need to sign so we can you know, send them out as the orders come in. You can also, of course, go to Amazon. That's easy. Christian Book Distributors just bought a big order, which means they must be selling a lot. Mardells.com. Maybe it's Mardell.com. In fact, I have an account with them. I actually bought my own book from them, kind of to support them in a small way and also to see how it works. So, you know, there's a lot of sites. BarnesandNoble.com also. But also, I bought a copy of my book at Barnes & Noble here in Orlando just a few days ago. It was kind of exciting when you're an author to go in and see it on the shelf and walk up to the cash register. It was all I could do to not point out to the cashier that it was my book, but I knew that she was busy doing other things, but it actually did go through my mind. I mean, it was just, I was thinking, hey, how many authors buy their books here at Barnes & Noble? But Barnes & Noble has not been a part of the cancel culture, at least not so far. And, you know, these retailers need to find out that they need to be neutral on these things and not just go along with the agenda. There's a certain agenda that if you don't go along with, that they want to cancel you. It's as if they say, you're not important, you don't have freedom of expression, sit down, shut up, or go away. And if you don't go away, we'll cancel you. As if you didn't even exist. And if results in you losing your job, so what? I mean, there's actually stories out there floating around. Some of them are documented about how a few people were fired by some big company. I heard one at a speech. I probably should have taken some notes and tracked it down, that there was a big corporation that this employee on their personal Twitter account said something about China. And because this company does so much business with China, the person was actually fired. You know, you hear these again and again and again, and it's got to stop. It's gone too far. And it's why I wrote the book, God and Cancel Culture. So I'll wrap up this podcast. I'll thank you for listening. I ask you to tune in again tomorrow for another episode. And as I've said two or three or four times, please share this. Please go on stevestrangbooks.com and buy the book and encourage others to do it. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.